escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, here we go. What a free-for-all Friday this is going to be, man. You just heard the breaking news about Mayor Cantrell being indicted. Yeah, we're going to talk about that this afternoon. There's the big summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin in Alaska. That's going on today. We've got a lot of things to touch on, but the big breaking news is the news about New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell being indicted on federal charges, corruption charges. We don't know the details, but we'll find that out soon. And this is following months of an investigation from a grand jury. All right, right now, reach over there and crank it up. This is what you have been working for. It is a mostly rainy Friday afternoon. It's a free-for-all Friday on the show. I had a lot of stuff planned. Obviously, we're not going to get to a lot of that. We'll get to some of that a little bit later. But the breaking news today, after months of investigation, a grand jury has handed down federal corruption charges against New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. This is going to be national news. This is going to make our city look bad. Now, Mayor Cantrell is innocent until proven guilty, and she will have her day in court. But it seems like this is justice for the indictment, at least, is justice for someone who allowed her ego and arrogance to rule. Let's go to Dave Cohen, our WWL News Director, and get the latest from him. Dave, this is going to make national news.
No doubt. The first ever sitting mayor of New Orleans indicted on federal corruption charges. Here we know that there were two investigations that had already made headlines with other charges and or indictments related to alleged bribery and fraud on the part of Mayor LaToya Cantrell. We still are awaiting the release of the documents from the grand jury and hope to have that soon.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what the specific charges are. And is that probably coming this afternoon?
Well, it's up to the magistrate. We have to wait for those documents to be processed, determine if anything is going to remain under seal. It gets a little tricky because there are other players probably involved in all of this. We know that the man who allegedly bribed the mayor was cooperating and has been cooperating with the feds. Randy Farrell claimed that he bribed New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, or at least it was alleged in federal documents that he bribed New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell in order to get her to fire a city employee who was inspecting his business, investigating his business, for alleged corruption. The feds brought charges against him, and the word has been that he was cooperating with this grand jury, with prosecutors, to assist them in bringing bribery, perhaps fraud charges, or other charges against the mayor. And we should not forget the investigation that involved Jeffrey Vappi. The feds have already charged him as well, the now former NOPD officer who was allegedly having an affair with the mayor and allegedly sleeping with her at times, that he was claiming he was on duty and claiming his pay as an NOPD officer in the role of being the mayor's bodyguard. It was also alleged that she participated in that payroll fraud. So those are the two investigations we know about. The grand jury could have considered other evidence that may have come to light as well. They could have led to these federal charges that we're waiting to hear the details of against Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
All right, Dave, innocent until proven guilty, but grand juries just don't hand out indictments, and grand juries go through deep, deep investigations into evidence and information. So this is a very, very serious thing, and I think we need to remind people that, again, innocent until proven guilty, but this is not something that grand juries take lightly.
Particularly at the federal level. You know, we've all heard the joke that a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich, that the grand jury is a tool of the prosecutor, and they generally get to decide and sway the grand jury in their favor. Rarely does a defendant appear before a grand jury, present evidence to a grand jury, or have a defense attorney in any way, shape, or form play any active role in what the grand jury hears, knows, or is investigating. That having been said, at the federal level, once it's gone through the vetting process in Washington, D.C., an investigation has been approved. A grand jury has been seated, and a U.S. attorney's office, like the one here in New Orleans, begins presenting that evidence and does secure an indictment. Rarely does it not result in either a guilty plea or a conviction. Now, there are notable cases that are exceptions. There have been, even here in the New Orleans district, some famous not guilty verdicts after federal indictments. The first two trials of former Governor Edwin Edwards, the trial of former U.S. State Senator B.B. 60 Rayburn, amongst those that escaped prosecution in the New Orleans district despite a grand jury indictment. But those are the rare exceptions. And the majority of the time that there is an indictment, it is followed by a conviction.
And the credibility of the U.S. prosecutors here in New Orleans, that's at stake here.
Well, absolutely. And of course, big justice has to approve this. It goes all the way to D.C. and it is vetted all the way along that path, because the Justice Department rarely indicts seated politicians who are in office. They typically like to wait till they are out of office before they bring an indictment, because of the impacts it has on the functionality of that office. But clearly, just the Justice Department in D.C. and the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Orleans thought that this case was big enough, and the charges and the concerns to the integrity of the mayor's office in New Orleans were so important that it was worth bringing an indictment while LaToya Cantrell is in office. Now, the investigation's been going on for years, and she has less than 150 days left in office, but it is very noteworthy that these charges, these federal corruption charges, these indictments have been handed up while she is in office.
Since it is President Trump's Department of Justice, did her being a Democrat have anything to do with this?
The investigation began probably, we don't know exactly when it began or all the details, but it appears that it began during the previous administration with Democrat Joe Biden in the White House. So it would have most likely have been his Justice Department that approved the investigation moving forward in New Orleans. It could have predated that. It could have been during the previous Trump administration. We don't know all those details yet, but either way, it has been going on now through two presidents from two opposing parties. Party does not have it is likely does not have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I bring that up because I'm sure that's going to be something that some people are going to mention. And what is the possibility? I mean, if she does a plea deal, what would that look like? And if she's found guilty, could Mayor Cantrell go to jail?
Oh, absolutely. She could go to jail. Look at what's happened with the other politicians that have been prosecuted. Even the last time a mayor of New Orleans was prosecuted after leaving office, Ray Nagin, had it not been for COVID, would have spent much more time in jail, but did spend years behind bars in federal prison before his release and his freedom was granted during the pandemic. So absolutely, she could and probably would go to jail if she stands trial and is found guilty. The question is, will she stand trial or will she agree to some sort of plea deal with the federal government? A plea deal, if it came anytime soon, could include a resignation from office. If she does not plead guilty, if she fights these corruption indictments and these charges, she can stay in office as long as being under indictment does not require her to step down. That's absolutely up to her if she chooses to do that or not. There will be pressure for her to resign, but she has the legal right, as you mentioned earlier, innocent until proven guilty, to remain in office under indictment, because a trial clearly would not begin in the next 150 days. So if she fights the charges, she will be out of office before a trial begins, if she chooses to stay the mayor of New Orleans through this legal process.
All right. Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, is on top of this. Dave, let us know if there's any more information about these specifics concerning the corruption charges.
Yeah, Ian Ozan and I are working on it for you, Scoot, and as soon as there's anything, one of us will let you know, and we'll keep everyone informed as to the specifics. It seems most likely that this indictment will involve some sort of fraud, whether that's mail fraud or electronic fraud or tax fraud, and will likely involve bribery charges. But those are based on what we know about the investigations. We don't know everything that the grand jury was privy to, so we'll have to wait and see the exact charges.
Yeah, there were a lot of questions about a lot of things in her first term and then also the beginning of her second term. I mean, a lot of really big questions about her behavior in office and decisions that she made. So we will see what happens.
Well, Scoot, yeah, I know we're wrapping up, but very quickly, we open up a whole other door there, because you'll recall that even when she was a city council member running for office, she was accused of spending tens of thousands of dollars inappropriately on her city council credit card, and ended up either she and or her campaign reportedly paid that money back to avoid any further investigation before she even won office the first time. She then was alleged to have not paid her federal income taxes. There were other allegations of mismanagement of her personal finances that may not have been criminal. So this has been a narrative on Mayor Cantrell going back till before she was mayor. And now it has all resulted in this indictment today on federal corruption charges for the first time ever of a sitting mayor of New Orleans.
All right. WWL News Director Dave Cohen, thanks. And we may hear from you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Scoot.
All right. So a lot to talk about. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, if you want to react to New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell being indicted on federal corruption charges, we don't know the specifics yet. We will soon. This is a following months of a grand jury investigation. And this is not something that is just handed out to just anybody. This is very, very serious. And this is going to make national news. And when this gets out, I also believe that some news outlets are going to resurrect the Ray Nagin case. And so nationally, the city of New Orleans is going to be seen as a city of corrupt politicians, with a former mayor and now a sitting mayor being indicted and the former mayor being found guilty and actually going to prison. These things are going to be brought up, and I wish that didn't happen, but it's going to happen. You know, there are people rejoicing right now, and I understand that, because Mayor Cantrell, especially at the beginning of her second term, when she knew she wasn't going to face the voters again, Mayor LaToya Cantrell displayed nothing but arrogance and conceit and entitlement and victimization. Anything bad that happens to me is because I'm a woman and because I'm black. That is not true, Mayor Cantrell. It never was. It's all about your behavior. And you can't hide behind being a woman and being black and do whatever the hell you want to do. And so now you have been indicted. And this is serious stuff. And everybody involved with the mayor has got to be wondering what in the hell is going to happen now. I would hope that if she does make a plea deal, and part of the deal is that she leaves office early, I hope that's not any kind of big concession that keeps her from being punished, because she only has a very limited time left in office. And she's going to leave anyway. So I don't think that should be a big concession at all. It would be an embarrassment for her, especially considering her ego and her sense of entitlement and her arrogance. I mean, there's a lesson to be learned here. You know, you can't allow your arrogance and you can't allow your ego to write checks that your intellect is not capable of cashing. And that's what I believe happened here. Innocent until proven guilty. This is extremely serious for the mayor. And it's a sad day for New Orleans that a sitting mayor is indicted. There's enough evidence there for the indictment, and the idea that a mayor in New Orleans feels free to maybe be guilty of fraud and bribery, you know, this does not speak well about our city. And hopefully this mayor's race with Election Day, October the 11th, hopefully this mayor's race is going to just be a turning point and a new era for the city of New Orleans. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well. Wow. Hey,
busy afternoon. We'll talk about this.
I wanted to talk about Blind Melon today.
Yeah.
But, I guess things just didn't break my way today.
Did you go?
No, it's tomorrow night.
Oh, it's tomorrow night.
I wanted to
talk about the Lost 80s Live concert last night at the Sanger.
We'll get to that.
And I realized, I'm kind of envious of Howard Stern when he says things like, yeah, John Bon Jovi called me the other day. Well, let me tell you what Scoot has. Scoot has the cell phone number of the lead singer of Flock of Seagulls. Now, how impressive is that? And so I just got on the phone yesterday. I texted him and worked out an interview. And he said, yeah, come on back. So right before the show backstage, I did an interview with Mike Score, lead singer of Flock of Seagulls. It was a really, really good interview. And there's a lot to this guy. And I posted it on Scoot on the Air Facebook, along with a special guest that I ran into last night who said, well, I should have figured you would be here. We did a selfie. I posted that. It's all on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and I hope you'll join me there and check that out. We're going to play the interview with Mike Score back in just a little while. Do we have our phones back?
Yeah, phones are back. You can't see them in there. We're working on that, but okay. I'm lining them up in here. So people can call regularly. Okay. We'll get them on the air. You and I are going to have to figure out a system where I tell you who's next.
We had some telephone issues yesterday, but Danny and Ernie took care of it. We knew they would, and so our phones are back. And also the text line, it's 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. A lot to talk about today. I know a lot of people have a lot to say about this indictment of Cantrell.
Two things I want you to know real quick. First is we're going to talk to Doug Cenceri after the jump here. We're going to get him on. He hosts All Things Legal Sunday mornings on WWL, sort of our resident legal eagle. We'll be talking to him about this. We're also going to carry a live press conference starting at 2:45. We expect to hear from the feds about what these charges specifically are. We'll carry that live here on WWL, AM, FM, and .com, and on the Odyssey app at 2:45.
Okay, great. It's going to be interesting to hear about what those specifics are, so stay tuned. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's August the 15th. This is the first day of Woodstock. On this day in 1969, the first day of Woodstock opened up on a big farmland in upstate New York. Janis Joplin, Big Brother Holding Company, they were among the performers, and this is one of the songs that Janis Joplin performed at Woodstock, which opened up on this day in 1969. I'm Scoot on the Air. And we'll be right back. This is WW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, this is a general public. They were one of the bands that were part of Lost 80s Live, the concert last night at the Sanger. It was far from a sellout, but, you know, the people who were there really did enjoy it. I mean, some of that Lost 80s stuff was really lost. I mean, I didn't recognize any of it, but they were 80s performers that, did have deep cut hits, I would say, some of the more obscure 80s songs. But it was really all about the 80s, and the ambience of the music was all about the 80s. It was really, really cool. And I had a chance to have a conversation with Mike Score, the lead singer of Flock of Seagulls, right before the show backstage, and we'll play that back in a little while. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. So if you're just tuning in, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has been indicted on federal corruption charges following months of a grand jury investigation. Basically, federal corruption charges, very, very serious. Could it be fraud? Could it be bribery? We're waiting for those details, and we're going to carry a press conference from the U.S. Federal Prosecutor's Office at 2:45 this afternoon. Attorney Doug Cinceri, host of All Things Legal here on WWL, joins us on the show. Doug, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon,
Doug. This is a very, very important day. It's an embarrassing day. It's a sad day. It's also a day that kind of demonstrates that, you know, even if you're innocent until proven guilty, this federal indictment is serious, and it's a demonstration that if you are a politician and you allow your arrogance and ego to control your behavior, you're going to find yourself in trouble, and Mayor Cantrell's in trouble.
Well, you know, what a smart politician does is stay out the gray area. And there is a presumption of, you know, innocence. But what you want to do as a politician is, you know, smart ones want to stay in areas, you know, out the gray area so that, you know, whatever they do will never be misinterpreted as public corruption.
And what Mayor Cantrell has done, whether she's innocent or guilty, is she has just danced in the, you know, she is second-lined in the gray area, and that's why she's where she is today.
So how serious is this?
Well, I think there's three aspects they're going to be honing in on, three primary aspects, and then there'll be a bunch of secondary charges. It's basically going to be based on the bribery involving the Saints tickets with Randy Farrell, you know, some type of, you know, quid pro quo. The second is campaign finance violations and misuse of funds. It seemed like they had a lot of information regarding her buying her, you know, going to boutiques, clothing herself, and maybe using campaign funds for personal use. And, you know, that's a violation. And third is the payroll fraud with Jeffrey Vappi. Now, they're going to have also a bunch of maybe some other charges involving wire fraud, because when these crimes are committed in the context of, you know, electronic transmission, you have a whole set of charges there. So I think it's going to be basically focused on bribery, campaign finance violations, and payroll and fraud. And I haven't seen the charges, but it would probably have a cumulative effect where you could get anywhere from, you know, 5 to 20 years in prison if convicted.
What do you think the chances are that she would try to make a plea deal?
You know, Ray Nagin probably should have, but his ego stopped him from doing that. It'll be interesting to see if she's going to take the tact of Ray Nagin or say, look, or cut a deal where maybe she would not have any type of incarceration and maybe, you know, some fines and, you know, maybe home, you know, home confinement. But given her ego,
yeah,
that's a wild card.
Yeah, now, as soon as you brought up ego and Ray Nagin, I'm thinking, well, who has a bigger ego than Mayor Cantrell?
Well, they're probably 1 and 1A.
Yeah.
So I think the other thing, and I'm going to say this, I think she's going to, it's already indication in the preliminary reports that she's going to play the race card.
Yeah, of course.
And so I think that's going to be played, and we'll see how that, you know, manifests, because you only need one or two jurors not to convict you. And so that's the tough part, you know. So I think that's going to be her initial, is they only do that to, you know, minority female mayors in urban area, you know, in urban cities, and I'm being picked on. And so that's why the U.S. attorney went to a grand jury, because as opposed to doing a bill of information and indicting themselves, they at least wanted to have some political cover saying, this is not necessarily politically motivated. You had a grand jury of your peers who made the indictment. So it wasn't a unilateral decision of a new U.S. attorney under a new administration. So it'll be interesting to how to play that out, because from what I know, a lot of this is very compelling. Now, what she's probably going to, you know, her other defense besides the race card will be, hey, these are technical violations, but I really didn't have the intent to commit these violations. Or she might throw someone, you know, some of her staff under the bus. So that would be another potential defense.
You know, it's going to be difficult to figure out what she might do. But there's no doubt. I mean, she's already had a history of playing the race card. But this grand jury had a lot of evidence. Even the stuff that we heard in the news on a nightly basis was very compelling evidence about the boutiques and about the bribery charges. That was very, very compelling evidence that was just in the open in the news every night.
Yeah, and here's the other thing that is a problem for her, is she has had chronic money problems since she became mayor. Her and her deceased husband had liens, IRS liens in their house, and it was well known that money management within their own personal life was not was poor. And so the fact that she is in that situation makes it more compelling that she would, you know, have these campaign finance violations, bribery, and payroll fraud. Now, here's another thing. Here's another aspect that will be very interesting. Will Jeffrey Vappi roll on her? In other words,
they're going to try to freeze. Wait a minute. Apparently he already has.
Well, for a second time.
You know what I mean.
For a second time. But in a different context. So, so the other, because, you know, Vapi, he could probably escape a lot of his, punishment or sentencing, because they're not really after Vapi. They're after the mayor. So if he turns on Cantrell, that would be a very bad development. So that's something to watch. Is he going to cooperate or not? And if he cooperates, I think that that is a bad omen there.
Yeah, we saw the evidence in that that Fox 8 report. We saw the evidence of her spending time at the Pontalva building, apparently with him at times that she was supposed to be on the job, at times that he was supposed to be on the jobs. But Doug, when you say they're after her, they're not after Vapi, they didn't just pick her to just go after her. She did a lot of things that brought about all of this evidence that she is just not operating in the right way.
Well, when I say they're not after Vapi, Vapi is a police officer. But this is the mayor, and this mayor has a higher duty as far as, you know, public service. She has, you know, a lot more authority. And so I think from a public corruption perspective, from a U.S. attorney, they're interested on not getting the bit players in this drama. They want, you know, the director or the producer. And so, yes. And I will say this from a personal standpoint, but – you know, after she got dinged a few times, she didn't modify her behavior.
Right.
In other words, if you've already been caught with credit card fraud and you skated out of that, stay away from that. You know, it's like, I was almost burned here. I'm going to stay out that area. But she goes jumping in head first, so to speak, doing the same thing and just doubling down on her arrogance. And that's probably if she gets convicted, because I think they overlooked a lot of things in the initial stages. But she doubled down and said, you know what? She sort of, you know, thumbed their nose, you know, or gave the middle finger or what have you, and said, I'm untouchable. Yeah. And I'm going to do some of the same things that got me into this gray area to begin with. And I don't think I'm going to – I think I'm untouchable. And that's what's probably a mistake tactically that she has made.
Well, like I've said, I think, you know, there's a problem with any individual who allows their arrogance and ego to write checks that their intellect can't cash.
100%. And, you know, she – again, you know, it's like – it's almost like a bank robber returning to the scene of the crime. Yeah. And, you know, and doing it again. I mean, you know, it's they're already on tour and she's already made some waves or, you know, in certain behaviors in public office. And she did not have the foresight to say, you know what, I got away with this once. Let me just stay away from doing this and let me stay out this gray area because I was fortunate to skate out of this the first time. And so, you know, I think if she gets convicted, it's going to be based on her arrogance and thinking she's untouchable.
All right. Attorney Doug Cesari, host of All Things Legal here on WWL. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us to explain some of this.
All right. Thanks, Scoot. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Doug. I'm Scoot on the air. Hang on. I know you want to react to the indictment of Mayor Cantrell. We'll be back with some of your comments coming up on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We are reacting to the breaking news that New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has been indicted on federal corruption charges. She will play the race card. She's already known to do that. But, you know, people like Mayor Cantrell need to understand that not everything is about race. And what Mayor Cantrell, if she plays the race card, what she's going to do is she's going to try to hide behind her race. She's going to make race an issue. She's going to make it seem as if race is the reason that she's in this situation. That's kind of a racist mentality to believe that. And so let's not buy into that. Let's not accept this. I'm hiding behind my race. I'm black. I can do whatever the hell I want. I'm a woman. I'm black. I can do whatever the hell I want. Let's not buy into that. I know it's not up to you and me. We're the court of public opinion. It's up to those who are in the courtroom if it gets to that point. But initially, when she starts talking about the race card, let's not buy into it. You don't have to accept it. You can reject it. Because again, she's essentially saying, I'm a woman, I'm black, I can do whatever I want. That's not the way this world works. You know, there are true victims of racism. Let's not allow Mayor Cantrell to steal the race card and use it when it should not be used. This is not about race. This is not about gender. This is about behavior. The federal grand jury indicted Mayor Cantrell on corruption charges after months of investigation. In about an hour from now, at 2:45, the feds are going to hold a press conference. I think they're going to get more specific about the charges. We're going to carry that live here on WWL. But we're getting your reaction, and let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
First, I'll tell you, at 2:10, we're going to hear from Tyler Bridges, who profiled LaToya Cantrell for Politico back in 2015. He's going to color us in on, you know, how she got started in politics and the neighborhood association in Broadmoor, her time on the city council, her sort of rise and fall from grace,
okay,
if you will. So that's coming up at 2:10. And then, yes, we will have the press conference at 2:45. On the Okunor Jewelers Talking text line, Bubbles is listening today. Bubbles says, Cantrell will definitely say it's political and that she was targeted because she's a black woman. Her arrogance and conceit and belief that whatever she does is acceptable because she's the mayor That's the reason, not her gender or her race.
Well, that's exactly right.
James on the North Shore is listening today, and he says, I believe Cantrell will now get more support from citizens because they see Trump getting away with everything.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't want to admit this. I certainly admit it, and I certainly recognize it. There are a lot of similarities between the arrogance and the thinking of, I'm sorry?
I said, oh, big time.
Oh, yeah, similarities between Trump and Cantrell. Not in terms of their politics, but in terms of their mentality. I mean, there's a total parallel there. So, you know, again, just we have the opportunity and we have the right to reject Mayor Cantrell's playment of the race card. This is no time to play the race card. Race issues are serious issues in this country, and Mayor Cantrell is demeaning racial issues in America if she plays the race card. She's demeaning racial issues in this country by trying to use her skin color as an excuse for her behavior. Basically, she's admitting that she did everything that she did, and the only reason that she's being called out for it is because of her skin color. So, again, innocent until proven guilty, but these federal charges are serious.
Here's one more text that mentions Trump. We'll kind of try and set these aside after this. This text says maybe she'll be pardoned by Trump, except that she's a Democrat.
Well, you know, that's sad to me.
I wouldn't be so sure. Eric Adams in New York City got drawn up on corruption charges, and Trump shut that whole thing down.
Well,
you know,
don't like
he's saying maybe he's going to pardon Diddy. You know, he's pardoning people for all kinds of corruption cases. I mean, he did that in his first term. He's been busy doing it this time. I don't think it's crazy to think that he might find a reason to pardon her if she is eventually found guilty.
Well, of course that's a possibility. I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't like the idea of pardoning anyway. I don't think any president should be pardoning. I'm sure there's some extreme cases, but the way President Trump, the way Joe Biden pardoned people at the end of his term, I think all of that is very wrong. If you do want to join us and react to Mayor Cantrell's indictment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, we've got some interesting things. Let me see if I can find it. Everything got shifted around after we got the breaking news about Mayor Cantrell. Let's see. All right, I gotta get the date here. Where is my stuff? All right, hang on. I'm gonna find it. Like I say, everything got shuffled around here when we got the breaking news. But on the Scoot on the Air calendar, I believe it was on this day in 1964 that this is the song that replaced the Beatles' A Hard Day's Night at number one in America on the Hot 100 chart. I can't believe it, but like this crooner knocked the Beatles from the number one spot with this song in 1964. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is WWL. All right, in addition to the indictment today of Mayor Cantrell, it's a free-for-all Friday. We're going to do the best we can to resurrect a free-for-all Friday out of this serious day. And it's kind of gloomy. It's a rainy Friday afternoon. If you're not in rain, chances are you'll be in some rain this afternoon. But, hey, it looks like it's going to be a decent weekend. The other big news is the summit with President Trump and President Vladimir Putin. Both of the planes, Air Force One and Russia One, both planes are on the ground. I don't know if that's what they call it, but Vladimir Putin's plane is now taxiing. It's on the ground. Air Force One is on the ground, and the stairs are ready for the president. I don't know if the president has departed yet, but again, both leaders, their planes are on the ground. Are they going to meet there at the airport? I have no idea. But obviously, they planned this to arrive at about the same time, and they did. President Trump arriving first, Vladimir Putin arriving shortly after that. We'll be talking a little bit about this afternoon. A lot of speculation as to what might come of this, and President Trump has also gone to great lengths more recently, saying that he is not negotiating for Ukraine. That's up to them. He's not negotiating for Ukraine, but he is negotiating to try to bring an end to the war. Is he going to be able to get through to Vladimir Putin? I would love to think that, but I'm not overly optimistic about this. You know, Vladimir Putin has an attitude. I mean, he's got a badass attitude, and he's a badass. And, I'd like to think that President Trump has the upper hand, but I don't believe that he does. Again, I hope I'm wrong. Even Hillary Clinton today said that if he can broker a peace deal, that she would nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize, as long as it doesn't mean that Ukraine has to give up everything. We were challenged with that question on the show yesterday. Somebody sent us a text and said, well, Scoot, would you agree to give him the Nobel Peace Prize if he brokers peace? And I said, yes. And then Ian brought up, well, you know, yeah, as long as he doesn't, you know, give everything away. And I agree with that. I mean, as long as it's a fair deal that benefits Ukraine and not just Russia, then yes, he would be deserving of the Nobel Peace Prize if he can broker that deal. We'll see what happens. There'll be a lot more to talk about concerning that on Monday. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.